Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael back here with this next segment of what I call the Faith and Freedom Show. I'm going to try to talk about these issues on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. That's my reference, and you can hold me accountable there. As long as we stick to the reference, we can have a good, healthy discussion on the issues of the day, and it's going to be something that'll help us all in the long run. So welcome all you fellow flies on the wall. We're going to get back to this interview with Bill Murphy from the Gold Antitrust Action Committee. Again, I'm David Allen Carmichael. Anytime that you would like to find out more, you can get download my ebook, Faith, the Final Frontier, on our website. Again, davidallencarmichael.com or faithfreedoms.org, and you can go there and link into our podcast at faithfreedoms.net and hear these shows as the best ones that are recorded there at the podcast. You can always tune in and hear some things that I think are important. I think they're very important. You can look things up by topic. But again, we're going to get back to Bill Murphy from the Gold Antitrust Action Committee. Just before the break, he was talking to us about what they're doing with the Gold Antitrust Action Committee. Filed a Freedom of Information Act request to try to find out, where is the gold? Is there any gold in Fort Knox? Does the United States Treasury own any gold? Is it obligated to other people? Does it really exist? Who has the gold? It seems like they're being stonewalled, and they very well may be looking at filing a case, a suit in federal court to compel the government to fulfill the law with regard to the Freedom of Information Act. Okay, let's go ahead and hear this next segment from Bill Murphy of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, GATA.org. And first part of this week, it was Bank of America. Merrill Lynch just put out an article that they're saying that they're looking at $1,500 an ounce just in the very near future, which, of course, is consistent with things that you guys have been reporting very recently. Just, folks, to give them a plug, I'll be giving this plug more on as we go so we can get back to these guys. So I'll let you know about them. It's GATA.org. Very fascinating. And what we do on the show is we're really connecting the dots, trying to get substantive and not passionate. And there's times that you can connect the dots and go, wait a minute, I can. Now, this is something, just preparing for this interview, I thought, you know, things are getting so bad right now that it seems to me they're extremely predictable. And that's just what I'm trying to be objective here. I don't have gold investments. You know, it's not my shtick. I'm doing radio and I'm trying to be substantive while I do it. But to me, I can forecast things. And I'm obviously, that's what your job. What are you forecasting besides, I guess that's mainly your forecast, is that gold's going to go up, not only just $1,500 an ounce, unless there's some major intervention, I guess.
Nope, one more.
Oh, okay.
Now, so it doesn't mean you can't get bombed for a day or weeks or, I don't know, maybe even months. But no, that what's happened is the demand is so strong from China. We're advising their citizens to buy gold and silver, and the big investment funds, the biggest hedge fund managers in America, most successful, even though they're late to the party, they're just coming in. The good, the smart guys, at $1,000 gold, $1,100, they're just getting in. One of the most famous hedge fund managers in the world is opening up a gold fund for stocks in January, and gold's at $1,200, and he's just starting.
Right.
That's how bullish the scenario is for and what's to come, and there's no real excitement about it yet. The public's looking at it, but they don't understand it. They just have their mouths open. They think it's expensive, but it's not. And it's just think of the gold cartel is a retreating army that doesn't have enough ammunition to prevent the buyers from overpowering them.
And I found this is fascinating. I didn't know anything about Barrick until I read your articles. And then I see they've just recently published this thing about getting rid of their hedges. And I'm thinking, well, that's a hedge. I know I use clippers to take care of the hedge. So, and I realize what hedge is, and what they're doing is, just in my simple understanding, and that's why I'm going to talk to as a common man right here. Instead of saying, well, we're going to sell some of our gold, our future gold, the current price, because the price of gold might go down in the future, they're nipping that in the bud. It's very clear that Barrick, the mining industry, thinks that gold is going to skyrocket.
Well, no, here's the story, because
they're
our arch enemy for a decade.
Okay.
We went after them 10 years ago. I just put stuff in my own commentary at the Metropole Cafe. yesterday, my headline was Barrick Surrenders to God. Now, Barrick is one of the largest gold producers in the world, and they are part of the gold cartel. They facilitated it back in 1999, 2000, 2001. They did what they were talking about, hedging. That means they sold all their forward, huge amounts of forward production forward at $300 and less an ounce. We went after them. We vilified them. They called us conspiracy nuts and vilified us. And we had Arthur Haley, the famous novelist who made a big public campaign. He was, he wrote Hotel and Airport. And here it is, a decade later, some hedging. They sold it at $300 and are covering at $1,100 getting out.
Right.
What kind of a trade is that? It was a total disaster. We were totally right. They're humiliated. It's cost them like $10 billion to get out of the whole thing. It's a disgrace.
Well, I guess there's certain parts of the global economy they're not in control of. I guess there's theories behind that. If you sell at a certain price for the future, you're hoping to try to regulate the price somehow, I guess.
They went with the gold cartel,
right.
and it went against them, or they were forced to go with it. We worked out deals behind the scenes. The bottom line is, Gatto was right, and the biggest gold company in the world was dead wrong and got slaughtered for not listening to us.
Okay, well, the main reason I wanted you to talk, and it's great, thank you for saying all that, because you are like gold with regard to that discussion. The thing is, I really wanted to introduce people to is this Freedom of Information Act, is something, the kind of thing that needs to be done in this nation to keep the nation in check. And, of course, I just, you can remind us what the status of that, what's progressing from here to there. You mentioned something in some of your articles. I've listened to some of your interviews about 1933 and the confiscation of gold and things like that. And you talk about what the government could try to do because all the crazy things that are going on. Have you heard of anybody within states considering any legislation that would protect people in the states with regard to their property?
No, I don't get too much involvement. I don't think our government, back when I did in the 30s, would ever confiscate gold because the rest of the world would laugh at us. They would say, why are you doing that? I mean, it would be, so I don't see that happening. What they don't do is tell the truth to the American public.
Right.
President Obama said that his administration would be about transparency. Lie. Not true. At least in the case of gold. They would rather, I think, have secrets how to make a nuclear bomb out before they would tell the truth about the gold market.
What about this Freedom of Information Act? Yeah, it seems to me you guys are just doing it. You're not really, it's not in the news as a big banner. I think it ought to be.
Well, at some point, maybe when we actually file against the Fed, we put out some PR releases, but the mainstream press won't allow us to be heard. I mean, I was on CNBC with Ron and Sana 11 years ago. We've been banned ever since. Banned by our free market press in the U.S. Another disgrace. The only guy who's put us on TV is Bernie Lowe of Bloomberg and Asia Confidential, and we've been on there twice, but he's in Hong Kong. I guess he's not afraid of the people in the U.S., but that's the thing I've learned the most here, and there's just not a free press in America when you're taking on the rich and powerful. Even though we've been right, we know more about the gold market than anybody in the world except the gold cartel, and yet we're banned from visibility.
This is just for me, and we got to close up here, but what do you do? How do you pay for this? Because I know what it is. The guys that you got working for you are gold. I mean, these guys are solid as a rock, but they're not cheap as well. They've got bills to pay. I mean, what is funding GATA? Is it just people, free enterprise people want to chip in and get GATA do its job, or what? How do you guys live?
No, what's your income? We've been very effective over the years. We've been right. We've had, 60 or 70 gold companies. All the industry really isn't behind us that support us. There are some of the people we have, these just very smart individuals. One guy who's made a fortune is a lot of money. He's a young kid. He's bringing me a check for $12,000 next week from Houston just to thank us for what we've done. There's people that believe in free markets and free enterprise and want the right thing done. There's a lot of gold investors that have been, we've been right for 9 years in a row.
Right.
9 years in a row.
Right.
People that have bought gold back when we started, it's 280, 300, 290. It's 1,200.
Right.
Compound that each year. So we made people a lot of money because we understood the supply-demand situation in gold and what was going to happen and why. And quite frankly, there's very few people in the entire world who got it like we did.
Wow. Hey, Bill Murphy, thank you. Hey, this is it. If you've got an opportunity, I may have an audience. We're going to replay this as well. Parting words, what do you think that you need our listeners to hear?
Well, I think I would go look at www.gotta.org. I have a website, lemetropolecafe.com. They can sign up for a two-week free trial and see if what I have to say on a daily basis is of interest. Get familiar with it, that the Gotta site's free. Look at Chris Powell, my colleague's speech. He was just in Munich about a month ago. Lays out the whole, the public record stuff about the gold price suppression scheme. And understand, protect themselves, because gold's going to go bananas. And it's this financial crisis we've gone through, I don't believe is over. Maybe I'm wrong on that one, a two-bit opinion. But I think things are going to get very nasty again, very nasty. And people are going flooding to gold now, and it's just the beginning.
Okay. Well, Bill Murphy from GATA, that's GATA, Gold Antitrust Action Committee, that's GATA.org.
Well, that was Bill Murphy, GATA.org. One of the things that he said in the first part of this segment that we just played, I guess I made some assertion of what might happen with some market intervention or some manipulation of the markets. And he said it's not going to happen. He said those folks who have been manipulating the market, who have tried to keep gold from skyrocketing, are out of ammunition. He mentioned that what it is there's a demand that is not able to be met or to be hidden or to be covered, or there's nothing in reserve to feed into the market to fulfill the need. He went on to say that there are hedge fund organizations that are just now going to start in January 2010 a gold fund, a gold hedge fund. He said that these guys are just now getting into the market with gold at, he said, $1,200 an ounce. And I checked today, it's over $1,100 an ounce. It had a little adjustment down to about $1,100 an ounce. But he's saying that these folks are just now getting into this.
Folks, I have to give a little caveat here. This is a recording that is being made for my 20 February 2010 broadcast. Why? I have to go to a wedding. I didn't plan on going to this particular wedding. I had this radio show and some work to do. But it turns out that I'm going to need to be there to help some people make the wedding a great success. And that's an important thing, making sure people's weddings, actually marriages, are a great success. Helping the wedding is at least a first step to that end. The benefit of all that is the next segments, these are kind of like the golden best ofs. So I want you to listen to the next four segments because they're vital. And you can give me a call at 888-850-1872 after hours and discuss some of these matters. I am open for that, and we can discuss these things. I am available for you. Yes, this is a ministry. This is a service. I am a servant here for you. That's why I do the research for these radio shows, to equip you to handle these issues of the day from a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. Ultimately, my goal is to introduce you or make you open to introducing yourself to the author of the Bible, and that's the living God, who has a plan for your life to make it abundant here on earth and also an opportunity to have eternal life through Jesus Christ. Ultimately, that is my commission. So stay tuned. I've got an exciting story in real life that's coming up the next segment. It's a true story. It should baffle your brain a little bit. I encourage you to tune in and then keep tuning into the following segments because they're actually thrilling and very stimulating, of course. Again, you can follow up these programs by calling me directly at 888-850-1872 before and after our broadcast hours and during the week.